From best to worst, welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It is going to be the biggest drop in milk prices probably in the history of the dairy industry. With that coupled with our input costs where they're at today with our fuel and feed and fertilizer, it's just probably the most challenging time that a dairy farmer will be involved in.
Fourth-generation dairy farmer Jacob Sparkman of White County says the dramatic drop in milk prices will most likely send even more producers out of the industry that's already seen thousands go out here in the past 10 years. The global economic recession is the primary culprit, which has driven demand down in the U.S. as well as overseas.
The cost per gallon of milk hasn't changed yet. I believe it's going to. From all indications, it will change because there's a lot of milk on the market. But you buy a gallon of milk is roughly 8 pounds, and we sell our milk by the hundred weight. So you can do the math to figure out roughly what a hundred of milk goes for to the producer. It's a lot less than what it's sold for in the store.
And Sparkman says the price paid to dairy farmers has fallen nearly 50% in the past year, and when you have higher input costs such as feed, fertilizer, and fuel, it's hard to make up the difference and come out ahead.
We're committed to it right now in short term. I think if you talk to any dairy farmer across the United States, they're all committed in the short term because we're running a business that's got to be profitable. And when it starts, dipping into the equity that you have built up via land or equipment or cattle, then you've got to make a decision whether I need to stay in this business long term or not. So
now, many analysts believe the dairy market is close to the bottom and should not fall much further. However, most foresee depressed prices throughout the duration of the recession, but there is some optimism for a mid to late year turnaround. Currently, there are about 540 grade A dairies in Tennessee. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.